What's up, gooders? This is Max.
This is Nick.
Hi, this is Yoko.
You really said gooders?
Gooders.
Oh.
The correct term would be goober.
Goofy goober.
Yeah, goober.
You fucking bitch.
This goober just reminds me of Devil's Rejects.
Goober?
Is it Devil's Rejects or House of Thousand Corpses? And they go to the sex shop. Oh, House movie. Of a Thousand Corpses. He's like, "Is my name's G-Ober," but he drew the other O in there. He called me Goober. It's like, whatever you say, Goober.
Goober.
Oh, yeah, this is Goons, since we didn't say the name.
And they're Goons. Oh, they
listening know.
If they, you they know it's Goons. You know who we are.
Important news. Oscar thread his eyebrows. If any, did you notice, Nick?
Oh, really? Oh, damn, dude. Shit looks fresh. See, I can't talk shit on eyebrows because I have one. I don't have two. I just have eyebrow.
I see.
Yeah, I can't get it.
Mine grows in two, but I take care of that.
You tweeze it?
Yeah.
I got naturally perfect eyebrows, guys.
I don't have to thread them.
I don't have to thread them.
We're not all gifted like you.
We're not all gifted like Oscar.
With them trendy ass pants, too.
I didn't even say anything about it. I thought about it, too.
Nah, what is Oscar wearing?
Would fucking wear those like soccer.
The soccer pants, yeah.
Why are they skinny now, Oscar? What? The pants.
Okay, I don't get it. If you're running with them, shouldn't all of it be skinny? Not like it looks like parachute pants up tight and then like tight down low.
My bad, MC Hammer.
Oscar's got Justin Bieber.
Oh, you know
pants.
What? No, his look fine because the ones at our school, like the legs would look super tight, and then as soon as it got to the thighs, it just looked like super baggy.
They probably tighten up themselves.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah.
Hey, Amaya, can you help me sew my pants?
Oscar got the ladiest legs.
He says he has muscles.
He says he's got muscles.
That's what the men tell him when he's in the shower at the Y. That's what you got some nice muscles there, buddy.
That's what his dad tells him in the shower.
What are you doing here? We all take group showers. It's okay.
It's part of the Taurus familia.
So we saw something cool this week.
What'd you see?
Oculus.
Oh yeah. How was it? Was it from 1 to 10?
With Karen Gillan and another bitch from Battlestar Galactica.
And the chick from Doctor Who.
Yeah, Karen Gillan.
It was a pleasant surprise.
Was it really suspenseful?
It was just a good movie.
Oh, okay.
I'm too old to get scared at a movie. Like,
that's the thing I hate. I hate when people say like, it wasn't good because it wasn't scary. Like, you're fucking 20 years old. Like, if you're still getting scared by a fucking movie, you're a fucking bona fide bitch.
I'm a bona fide.
Okay. Like, we all did that Oscar slow stare at Oscar. he admitted it.
I mean, for real, though, it's a fucking movie. Like,
hey, fuck you, dude. Fucking, what's that one movie still scared me last year? It creeped me the fuck out.
Conjuring?
Yeah. That creeped me out.
Like, but most of these movies have jump scares. Like, that's their thing. Like, a scare is a jump scare. Like,
but I think, I don't know why it still scared me, because we went to go see Insidious, we were calling the scares, because we were looking at the people next to us, and it did help. We went to go see it with a bunch of black people? I mean, not to be racist or anything like that, but they react about a couple seconds fucking faster than a lot of other people.
You know
people.
What I hate about Crenshaw, though, when I go to rave?
What?
They fucking talk too much there, like, people just
Were they talking when we went?
I heard.
No, but we went to the one in Culver City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never been there, that was a nice theater.
There's so many, like, when I want to go see Captain America, everyone's like, just making jokes and shit. And it's fucking annoying.
Like, damn, shut up, you porch monkey!
Says the guy who, during Hunger Games, asked me, like, where are we going to go eat afterwards? Like, didn't even whisper it, did nothing, he just looked
hey,
at
we're eating!
Hey, Max, what are we eating?
When a man's hungry, hey, a man is hungry. I didn't eat all day that day.
No, Yoko.
Because I'll save my appetite for the dinner.
Fuck Hunger Games. We're eating after
That's what
this.
I did today. I haven't ate all day. I had a yogurt, though, actually, and ice cream.
That doesn't count.
Our boss gave
it's
us
like,
ice cream.
It's equivalent to, like, drinking. It all melts. I mean, a yogurt.
Yeah. I like yogurt, though. Yogurt's pretty good.
I like yogurt on fruit. It's like that really beaner shit. It has, like, nuts and fruit and shit on
it.
Oh,
I know which one you're
talking about.
Yeah.
Going back to
Apple. At 7-Eleven.
Going back to Oculus, though. Oculus. I recommend it.
Yeah, I'll go see it Friday.
So I recommend the share of this movie.
You got an email.
Yeah, I'll go see it Friday. I'm down.
It's tight.
There's nothing else. I mean, I'm just waiting for Godzilla. That's it. I'm fucking.
Well, we saw trailers for X-Men.
How's it?
It looks beast, too. Like,
I'm more excited about Spider-Man though.
Spider-Man looks awesome.
Is she dying?
I think she is.
Fucking, she has to.
You know why I think she is? Because they even cut out Mary Jane from the movie, and they already filmed some scenes with her.
Yeah.
They cut her out and recasted her.
Who is it?
They haven't said who's gonna be. What? They haven't cast her, but they basically fired the old one. They just said they don't need her for the movie.
I mean, Gwen Stacy has to die.
Yeah.
That's the only Green Goblin thing that's gonna make the movie. If Gwen Stacy. When the fuck did Jamie Foxx come out in it though? That's Jamie Foxx, right?
He basically asked to be Electro.
Okay, this does bring back to a point. I had a conversation earlier. We were talking about how people get cast for movies if they can just ask for parts. And I was like, I think some people just make movies and pick people. Well, I answered a question. This fool just fucking tweeted and got it. Don't you think it was that easy? Like, hey, maybe I was fucking standing on Doctor Who, or maybe a standing on a movie.
they want star power in their films.
From the scenes they've released of him, he's not that bad, though. Electro? Because I was kind of like, Jamie Foxx, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Go back, Django. The Django.
Yeah, he looks fine for the role. Oh, I mean, Rhino looks pretty boss.
My least favorite thing of Django, though, was Jamie Foxx. Like, he didn't do anything for me. Like, everyone else was super good. Jamie Foxx was just, like, average, and he wanted, like, a bunch of shit.
I guess because he finally broke the stereotype of a black person being in a fucking.
I remember people calling him racist because in an interview, like, yeah, I like playing Django. I get to kill a bunch of white folks, and then people are like, oh my god, he's a racist.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Wait, were those the same people that were backing what's that dumb fuck Spike Lee? Remember because he went out and he was mad at Jamie Foxx for fucking saying it.
I don't know, but fuck Spike Lee.
Yeah, exactly.
Spike Lee.
Was it Samuel Jackson call him a nigger or something like that? Or he had to calm down, stop acting like nigger.
Calm down, nigger.
I remember Denzel Washington got mad about that because Tarantino asked him, and then Spike Lee was over there by his side, fucking on his nuts, like, oh, I'm not going to play one of these parts. Samuel Jackson just like, looking at him, like, shut the fuck up.
I like Samuel Jackson's part, like, sir, who is this nigger up on this horse?
He's like, you sleep in the house, you better burn the sheet.
Whitewashed slave.
It's like Uncle Ruckus from the Boondocks.
It is like Ruckus.
Man, that's coming back. I wonder how that's gonna be though. It doesn't have that main writer. Back? Yeah, it starts Monday, doesn't it?
I don't know. Show? I don't really watch commercials. I don't have TV. I just download everything.
It's gonna start, but it's not having the guy who created it, like created the comic strip. He's not doing it.
No, he's not doing it.
He's doing Black Samurai or some shit like that.
Samurai
now.
Shampoo.
I don't know. He's just doing Black Samurai on Cartoon Network.
Oh, that's what it's called, Black Samurai.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure.
Adult Swim.
Yeah, Adult Swim. There we go.
Because you gotta be specific. Yeah. You got the kids and you got the. The weird adults who watch fucking Adult Swim.
I was like, I took a trip down memory lane because Space Ghost, they've been putting on Space Ghost and C-Lab, and I love those shows, so I've been staying up just to watch that. Like, a young Conan O'Brien was on Space Ghost yesterday,
yeah.
And Space Ghost was just fucking with him the whole show, and I was like, this is what I like, fuck Conan O'Brien. Like,
Conan O'Brien's a sport.
Yeah, he is. Hey. I think it's just, I don't know. I got over it. Remember how I got really big a couple years ago? Everybody's like all Team Coco and shit like that.
Coco.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, whatever.
I like him. I don't watch his episodes every day just because I don't have TV.
Yeah.
I don't feel like downloading Conan O'Brien. Like,
seems like a waste of time there. Yeah.
But I have him on YouTube, so every time they always post something funny.
Yeah, I watch his shit on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because like, I subscribe, so I'm just like, every time I see him like post a skit up, I'll be like, I'm down.
It's funny,
shit.
I showed fucking Randy and Rick, the whitest kids you know. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yeah.
Right? And they're just like, oh, how old is this? I'm like, this is when Fuse TV was good and they used to have Uranium with fucking Julius C. I was like, yeah, this is a fucking dope ass show. And then they were surprised that Trevor Moore lives in East LA. Like, one of the main creators.
That's the main guy, right?
Yeah,
the
tall guy? He was doing shit on a.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he was doing shit on a. What the fuck is it? Jay Leno? Jay Leno show, he was doing skits. But I was showing them the dinosaur rap and the Hitler rap.
What is he doing now? You
know? I don't know. Now that Jay Leno's not doing anything. Fuck. So.
Jay Leno, hey.
Isn't he going for another world tour?
Who?
Jay
Leno?
Oh, no. I thought you said Jared Leto.
Oh. That'd be his department, right? Or
I don't really listen to him. Yeah, I like him as an actor. I like him as an actor, but I don't listen to his music.
Damn, but they're going to play with Linkin Park and AFI.
Okay, AFI, yeah. I don't know about that.
I don't like Linkin Park.
Yeah, I like some
crawling
stuff.
Yeah, the first album was pretty dope.
Yeah. I think it got all of us, though, because we were all kids just trying to find music.
Then
you find those fucking douchebags. I've been in too many bands with those guys that are fucking too cool for that music, but you know they sang that shit when they were younger. Those guys are like, fuck
you. I've seen a cover of like a hardcore band who covered Helena.
Yeah.
My Chemical Romance, and all the tough dudes were just like
hating.
Singing. No, they were singing.
They're singing along to it.
Their hearts out. I'll show you the video.
I think it's only when I think it's when like. I think it's when like I think it's when like hardcore, like the hardcore Mr. I'm Tough shit guys cover songs like that, that the fucking their tough crowd can sing along with it. Cause I remember when we played at Chain, we played I also played with Amnesty, so no one likes us, but like there was tough kids we were making fun of with the Expire Windbreakers on. They're fucking white kids from the OC that had like teardrop tattoos. I'm like, oh, what was that for? The fucking month you didn't get your allowance? Like, we were fucking with them because they were just like, they were trying to be tough like during our set, and we're like, they were just like standing there all cross-armed. But this band after us played and they covered a Bayside song, like in horrible, like no Silverstein song, and really really bad. Yeah, but all those guys, those guys like super in the front, like fucking almost crying, like yelling the lyrics out, and I was like, really, we got dissed for this? Okay, they're hard.
You know what's cool. Another band that did a horrible cover? When Flyleaf did Nirvana.
I like Nirvana to begin with.
That shit was horrible.
Flyleaf's that band with a chick singer, right?
Yeah. I never listened to them.
But you just heard that and you're like, why?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
It was like when a fucking...
Miley Cyrus's cover was better.
She covered them?
She covered it on the stage before she went weird. Bangers.
Bangers tour.
Before she started fucking black dudes. They changed
that
life.
Jungle Fever.
That's once you go black, you don't go back.
Have you seen that Vine?
They're fighting and she's like taking a picture of it?
No, it was like, she was like, it was a stupid Vine, but it was like, she was on a radio show with still like her brown hair.
Oh, it's when she's like, people that do drugs are stupid.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
I'll never do drugs in my life.
And then it shows her like smoking weed and shit. Like, what a fucking...
Technically,
hypocrite.
Weed is not a drug, though.
Like, it has that...
If it's naturally grown.
You know what I don't get though? Because a lot of people are like.
Sprayed with some chemical shit.
A lot of people.
Not always.
Well, a lot of people like that are.
If it's not sprayed, then it doesn't work. You're just smoking plant.
No, it does work.
Have you tried it?
Did the Indians have chemicals?
Have you smoked weed?
In general, that's like partly false. Like they spray, like they only spray in some because now they have two
flavors.
Okay, I didn't even know that. They synthetically like grow them with flavors. They don't spray flavors on them.
Yeah.
Cherry.
That would put a watermelon next to it. And it fucking
here he goes, man.
No, but because that's the Indian, because they used to be used for making clothes.
I know, really.
And then Andy was like, let me smoke this real quick.
No, what I didn't like, what annoyed the shit out of me is like
Howling Moon. This makes you feel good.
Hey, fuck you. I take that into offense, asshole.
No, it's Howling Nick.
No, I never got like how people were like, it's not addictive, but yet like every picture of them's with weed. I'm like, how do you tell me it's not addictive? Like I knew a friend who dropped literally like this one dude. We had a show, and he had his ticket money. He's like, oh dude, I don't think I'm gonna play. I'm like, why? He's like, oh, I need to go buy weed. And I was
wow.
Wait, and he was the one like a day earlier. It's not addictive. You're fucking stupid. I'm like,
It becomes a habit, and it makes you fucking lazy. Like everyone I know that super smokes weed every day, they talk slow and they're like. They don't have jobs. They're slow.
You ever talk to them when they're high?
Well, some of them are just because I have a couple of friends that always smoke weed. They're like whatevers, but there's some that I guess just they don't know. Like,
yeah.
I usually get those like those really like productive people that smoke weed and they always defend it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're like 1/4 of the weed community.
Like, they're like 1/10.
I always find it hilarious that they're like. Vote yes on marijuana, but none of them are like registered voters.
Yeah, like none of them aren't even fucking legal to boot too.
I remember like Paris Hilton. Remember how Paris Hilton was like vote? What was that? Vote for? She did some PDD shit like a campaign.
Yeah.
About voting, and then at the end she forgot to register.
Yeah,
and she's like
a moron.
She's like, oh, I forgot to register because I'm a busy person, and you know.
So no busy bitch. About making fucking night vision sex tapes.
Isn't she like faking DJing too? No.
I mean, how can you fake DJing? This shit's easy. Like
she's standing behind a DJ stand and someone comes and just
all you have to do is stand there, thing. Like plug your iPod in, press shuffle, and throw headphones on. That's
being,
it.
There's being a DJ or just like Daft Punk where they actually make their shit. Because
they're still fucking not making like that to me is like you're not sitting down with an instrument making it. Like, if you're sitting down with trash cans and, like, fucking unplugging TVs and shit to get those sounds or, like, letting static play, I'm all for that. But you're not. You're downloading shit from, like, the internet or your phone.
No, that's not. Daft Punk does that shit. They do, like, they actually do their own
beats. They, like, sit down and, like, so, like
they play instruments. They write their instrument parts.
Okay, yeah. What?
You know how you were saying about
using trash cans and shit to make that.
Yeah.
Angels and Airwaves did that for their songs too.
Who cares?
But they were already in bands to begin with, so they're musicians. Yeah, they were in general.
They would, instead of just creating something out of a computer, they would actually record. Boom. Like, for example, they open the drawer with like silverware
and
they
close it. Judas Priest did that on a couple of their albums. Ooh. Where they used the same thing.
Or unoriginal.
Or Slipknot too, because Slipknot used kegs and shit like that.
But they're like, this is a, what was the triangle called? Not the triangle. They're like, this is a percussion. Bing!
They were called percussionists, the clown and the other guy.
Sid and Nancy. Where's bass player though? Sid. Vicious.
Oh, you know, I didn't know that that was fucking Gary Oldman that played him in the movie?
Oh, yeah, he told me last week, I think.
Weird.
Gary Oldman. So, look at Max just having a side conversation on the job.
Not even on the mic.
We're fucking talking about something else.
You can't do that shit.
Igor.
Igor.
The guy that goes, yes, master.
Yes, master.
My singer for my thrash band looked like him. He's called him Igor. His name was Edgar, so it wasn't that far off. He's short, too.
His parents knew that this is one ugly motherfucker. Speaking of ugly motherfuckers, I work at the Santa Monica Pier, the Pacific Park.
So you see a lot of ugly motherfuckers.
Some of the fucking ugliest kids in my life. Like, oh, they're disgusting.
I thought you saw ugly kids at shows, but no.
I'm usually not meeting ugly kids, but I remember this one time I was at the movie and I saw this ugly kid. I'm like, whoa, that's an ugly kid. I was like,
see, he talks during movies. He
said that wasn't at the. It was inside the movie theater.
He was so ugly you could see him in the dark.
He was so ugly they turned off the lights.
Sir, why are the lights going off everywhere I go? Just keep walking, okay?
Keep on walking.
Is it sad that you have to be like, have you got like lip from anybody yet at the pier?
Yeah, but like, she don't faze me.
Yeah, that's true.
They talk and talk with this guy, this one specific guy. His little girl like ran in to the ride before. Like they have like as this kind of tickets first before you go in the ride. But she ran and I told her to come back, and he didn't like that. I was like calling her out. Like, I was like, come back, and then I was like, I have to see your wristband. And he's like, yeah, come on, show him the wristband because he don't believe you. And I started laughing. I was like, yeah, because I don't believe you. I'm just doing my job.
He's like, well, fuck you.
Did he have a wife beater on?
No, he didn't have a wife beater.
He had a black Affliction shirt on.
I get the kids, too, where I'm like, all right, like, put the seatbelt, guys. And they're like, why do they wear a seatbelt? Like, because the ride won't start unless you have the seatbelt on.
That's stupid.
What are you just trying to be smart asses?
Yeah, they're just like, why don't we need a seatbelt?
You should be like, you know what? Don't wear a seatbelt in the car, and I hope you get in a car accident and fucking die. Like,
that's the kind of shit I wish I could say.
And they should have been like, you know, so when you have babies, they won't be as stupid as you, you know? Put on your fucking seatbelt. See, I'm pretty sure at Disneyland that's not going to happen because Disneyland's the best place in the world.
You should have been like, that's a lesson in safety. If your parents were safe, you wouldn't be here right now.
It's true. It's like, how does it feel being a mistake? Like, I can guarantee none of them were planned.
Damn, pizza night is shrinking. It's only us now.
I've been telling him.
Oscar's going to be gone soon. It's less
work for you.
Yeah, it is less work for me.
He's going to be working graveyard at
At least we go home at a reasonable time.
Yeah, not like before. Yoko wasn't there for many of those times, though, the late nights.
I was working graveyard elsewhere.
I never invited him.
He said, fuck you. I was like, can I go, please? He's like, nah. You don't fit in.
No, the first time you came was the time you did ask to come.
Yeah, I was hungry. I was like, fuck, I'm hungry.
Feed me.
It was like, I know where I can get free food.
It was also when I stopped working at 7-Eleven.
You miss it?
Hell no. I miss stealing scratchers. That's it.
I'm addicted to those scratchers on fucking that Tapped Out game now. That Simpsons game.
Oh, yeah?
I finally downloaded it and it just...
Is it fun?
Yeah, it's sucking the life out of me, though.
I played it for, like, a week, and then that's it. I think I just stopped.
I like shit that's tedious. And the only thing is, like, I'm super on my phone now because I bought a jersey.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for it to ship to get my confirmation
email. You're always checking
it. So I'm just like, fuck, dude. Because I want it for playoffs.
I hate that. Wait, like, hurry up and ship it.
You know what I got hooked on right now? Lumosity.
Lumosity.com?
Yeah. Well, I got the app on my phone.
So you're...
I'm trying to exercise my brain. It's not working, though. I'm still stupid.
Jay and Silent Bob were doing that, like, the whole Smodcast. They were sponsored by them for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That's where I heard it from. I heard it from a podcast. Yeah. I don't know where it was.
I think a 10-minute podcast, they were sponsored by them for a bit, too.
Yeah, probably them, too. Yeah, I probably heard from them. I heard it and I was like, I want to try to remember. Because they asked you in the beginning of when you opened up the app, like, what do you want to work on? Like, remembering names, remembering dates, and all that shit. Those are like things I have trouble with.
Yeah, because you're bad with names.
I'm fucking horrible with names. Like, if you're not a wrestler, I'm not going to get your name. I swear, like, I know these guys' fake names, their real names, their wives' names. I can't get movie. And I love movies. I can't get actors' names. I can't get directors' names. I can't get producers' names. I just go, yeah, it's that guy. That guy from that one movie.
Wait, no, bullshit. Because when you were working at that cafe, you knew that one director. You knew him by name.
I know directors, like some. But there's a lot of directors I like.
Don't know their names.
I only know them by their films. That's it.
Like, you did, yeah. Just fucking, that guy's looking at you like, yeah, fuck you, kid. Get out of here.
I think I'm good at actors' name.
You're good at actors' names.
I'm good at everything, bitch.
I mean, I just know faces. I know faces. Nick is, like, the best guy I know, like, from names. Like, he'll name me people, like, he meant when he was three.
His name was Jimenez.
I don't get it. I want to know, like, how did, like, is this, I just, natural to you? Like, names?
Like, I remember, like, little stupid things and just things in general because my parents when I was younger were just, like, they would drill the fuck out of me. Like, I remember, like, odd street names and, like, places and names just because they're just like, you got to remember, shit, where were we? Where is this? I was like, fuck you. Like, I was, like, when I was younger, I was like, are they purposely going to lose me to see if I can get home, right? Like, they'd always ask me weird-ass questions.
How was your passage?
Oh, dude. I had that shit, like, okay, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was not.
There was some bitch. I was working the roller coaster today, and there's some little girl. And she started crying because, like, she couldn't find her sister. Well, first she was whining, and I was like, you can just go downstairs. I bet she's waiting for you. She's like, can I just use your phone? And then she started crying. I was like, I can't find her. And I was like, if you just go downstairs, I bet she's there. And I said, like, 3-4 times, and she's just crying her eyes out. And then I go, like, look over the ledge, and it's like, is that her? And she's like, yeah,
go get her then.
Fucking go downstairs.
Why don't you listen?
Motherfuckers are still,
but can I still use your phone?
It's just funny because everyone who gets lost at the pier, they're all the kids' reactions, they got left.
They left me.
Yeah, they're not like, they probably went to the restroom, or they probably went downstairs. They probably thought you were over there.
Your dumbass went the other way.
I was like, what the fuck did you do
for them to think that they left you?
You ain't left. Like, you're a fucking bad kid.
You're a horrible child. Like,
they left me.
They should leave you.
She originally had three fucking sisters, but they left the other one at Disneyland. The other one's at Knott's somewhere.
So it's fucking horrible.
You should have been like, they left me. That they did. Like, what are you going to do now, kid?
It's like, you should just stay here. Like, we're all kids who got abandoned. We just work here.
We're the carnies that got left behind.
Well, I do consider myself a carny. Like, I just work on rides and shit. I work on a scrambler. That's the original carny ride. The one that just spins. That's the carny ride, bro.
I wasn't big on carnivals, so I wouldn't know.
You never went to carnivals?
I went to, like, fairs. Does that count? Same shit, right?
Okay. We used to have a really badass carnival.
I say, okay, I stopped going to fairs because I was, like, fucking, no, I was 12, and I saw some dude get stabbed in front of me. Like, I went to the Orange County Fair.
I would never go back.
Dude, I went to the Orange County Fair. I was playing the stupid dart game with my cousin.
Line.
Dude, I was playing the dart game, and you and my cousin just came back from winning it, and we're going to go meet up with my mom and my Nina, and we're walking back, and all of a sudden, this big fight, like, pops out of nowhere. Like, people just ran and fought in front of us, and then someone got stabbed. I hope so, because that shit was weird. Like, I was like, this dude got stabbed and fell and just bled, and I was like, me and my cousin were like, walk away. Like,
so you guys down for Disneyland soon?
I don't like it, but I'll go with you guys.
I'm always down
for free. So, well, you guys got to drive to one of you guys because I ain't driving.
I wouldn't want you to drive.
Shoot. I'm planning on asking people to go in. For like Leo, I'm like, just give me $50 and you and two people can come in. Just for gas, because you know how gas is a bitch.
You can do it to Leo. What the fuck? Not to me, though.
You guys got to give me $100 each.
I'll give you $100 for my girlfriend because I know. I've been trying to take her to. I've been telling her I was going to take her to Disneyland since I met her.
He took his friend, my boy John, who was like, "Oh, I'm not gonna have fun."
Yeah, he was like, "Man, Disneyland's stupid. Like, it's like whatever, you know." And then during the whole time he's in the inside, it's like, because it was for my birthday, but the face was like,
it was his birthday.
He's like, wow, And then when we left, it was like, whatever.
Yeah.
You just see him on the Star Tours ride. He's like, just like having a big ass smile.
Dude, Star Tours ride is fucking awesome.
It's tight.
It's tight. I like how there's like four different like.
There's different stories.
Stories
now.
And shit.
Really?
Have you been to Disneyland? Oscar?
It was just one.
Well, I think before it was one, but since it got reopened.
Nine. Oh, so you didn't really go to Disneyland.
Last time I went to Disneyland, it was like 5 years ago for senior, for grad night. Adult.
Yeah, I went for grad night, but they only had half the park open.
The fuck grad night?
I don't know.
Oh, you went for grad night? I could have gone for grad night just because I already bought my tickets before I got kicked out of school. No, I mean, I bought my tickets and I sold them to my friend. Cause like, oh, you have an extra ticket? I'm like, I can't go. Like, I'm like, here, you can have it. I don't want to go anyways. I want to buy a video game.
I'm always out for Disneyland.
I heard people make fun of me because I didn't go to prom.
I didn't go to prom either.
I'm like, what the fuck? It's prom.
You know, I have a funny prom story though. My best friend at the time, his girlfriend at the time, who we've known for like a long ass time. She is a year older than us, so she went to prom. We were in 11th grade. So yeah, she was a senior in 11th grade, so she went to prom. And she was rolling in a limo next to this one dude, and these dudes are doing balloons. And like she rolls on the window, right? And she turns around and she just looks at them and she looks at the limo she's in. She's like, you know what? They're gonna fucking die. And then I shit you not, like the next day, like they get to school or the next day, like it's all on like MySpace. The kid that she was saying is gonna die.
He died?
Yeah, like he flew off the third. I want to say it's a Third Street Bridge. Like they hit a corner or they hit something wrong. Downtown. And this kid, yeah, he wasn't wearing a seatbelt and he flew out of a truck and like just landed and skidded. And died.
Fucking dumbass.
Yeah, and it was funny because like, the whole time, like anytime I see her, I'm like, you fucking killed that kid, bitch. You cursed her.
No.
The kid who slid still had the balloon in his hand?
I'm pretty sure. Like, I knew who he was, too.
Yeah, then he slid, he still took one bite.
Like, one more for the go.
I wonder if he was in the air if he took that. Because he flew. Like, he got launched. I was wondering if he took it in the air and then just like, it's going to hurt when I land. Might as well.
He could have floated to safety.
Pretty much. Those are all those kids from the I don't know why they had this. It was one of the kids from the South Central Wall at our school. It was a bunch of kids that took the same bus. And we hung out at the wall, where the cafeteria was, and that was the SC wall because they were all from South Central and they lived all near like you fuckers. They lived all near like Pete and shit.
We live in Central LA.
They call our area South Central. Like it's we don't live. In
I hate
South
when I go elsewhere.
The border, like they're close to us, but we're not fucking South Central.
I hate when I go to like another city and like, where are you from? I'm from LA. Oh, you're from South Central? I'm like, no, I'm from LA, like Central LA to be exact. Like, South Central.
Our hood is weird because we're like in the middle. Like we're in the middle of. Mid city, we're in the middle of South Central, and we're in the middle of downtown. Okay. Like, I don't know what. I mean, I just say USC.
I'm in the middle of all that, but also in the middle of Korea, like right next to Koreatown.
And Koreatown. I live in USC area.
I just say Central LA.
It was always.
What do you say, Oscar? You said USC. USC. Yeah, I just say.
You live
USC.
On the opposite side of Adams.
Yeah, it was always those kids that were just like, oh, yeah, we're from South Central. It's like, all right, whatever. Like, it was one of those guys. And, like, until this day, like, I'll see memorials about it. And it's just like, how can you feel sad for that kid? Like, there's another kid, too, who I think he shot himself, but I think he shot his dad at the same time. Some shit like that. Or his dad. Or his dad shot him or something like that. And this kid was like, I don't know how you expect, like, being, like, because I didn't say, like, I didn't even make a joke about it as much as, like, I just didn't participate and I got shit for it because this kid died. And he's like, he used to try to fucking, like, I was like, he used to try to punk me. Fucking, I wanted him dead in high school. Guess what? He's fucking dead. Not my problem. It's like, you know what happens? That caught up to him quick for being a dick. Even your own dad knew that. So I fucking shot you.
Yeah.
So I was just like, all right. Like, but everybody got
raised an asshole.
Right? Everybody got all uppity. Like, how are you not fucking saddened by this? I'm like, because maybe he was a dick. Like,
yeah.
Ask the kid he fucking picked on. And you're surprised I didn't pull that trigger. Like, it wasn't me doing it.
Yeah. I know this kid that died of a pneumonia.
Yeah.
And he always make fun of me. So when he died, and I'm like, oh, this guy died. I'm like, so I don't care.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Fuck him.
You're a fucking asshole. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
It was always the girls, too. They're like, you're fucked. Oh, well, some one dude. I hate this dude's friends. I hate his brother. I hate the girls he hangs out with. This kid named Blue. Like, I'm serious. Like, his name's Blue. It's Lewis's brother. They call him Blue. And like,
was he some skinny emo kid?
Really?
Was he?
Do you guys know some kid who died named Blue?
No, we know some kid had. Well, we know his manliness died.
Yeah, like, he was reborn a woman. But,
okay.
But I don't know if we're talking about.
The same guy. It was
if you still
kid.
Got a dick, you ain't a chick.
It was this guy, Blue's older brother, and what happened is like they were all sitting in a car and they were getting drunk, and like smoking and shit. And they're like, oh, like the driver's getting like all fucked up. He's like, oh, and they thought they were all cool because they're into music. Though they thought they were into music because they always used to come up to me and they're like, they would like talk about System of a Down, and I was always wearing a bunch of like metal shirts, and they're just like, oh, you don't know what we're talking about. I was like, dude, I was in that shit like in like elementary school. Like you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You mean this band?
Yeah.
Pop out with the album? You mean this band?
Like, I'll pop out the cassette, dude.
Autographs and shit, like pictures? You mean this band?
It should annoy me just because they're like, because you know how like, if you're, you know how they like, look at you, like kind of me too, like they're like, oh, he's in a hardcore, he doesn't know metal. It's just like, yeah. Are you shitting me? Like, really? So it was those type of kids, and they would always come up to me like, oh yeah, this one song by Slipknot. I'm like, yeah, off the fucking fifth track off the second album that was put out here. And they're just like, how do you know this? I'm like, I grew up with this. Like, my favorite shit. These like arrogant little fucks. Well, like, they were drinking and getting high in some car, and like they crashed, and the guy that died wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And I was like, cool, you had your two younger brothers in there, you let them drink and smoke, and you endangered them by not like telling them not to put their seatbelts on. Like, not to be a dick, they deserve to die, except you're the only one that fucking died. So they got like all sad about it, like our senior year, because he died our senior year.
Yeah.
Me and my best friend at the time are like ruthless. Like, we don't care. Like, I told some one chick whose dad died, like in class. I got kicked out of my English class because this chick was running her mouth, and I was like, man, you know, that's why your dad died, just to get the fuck away from you. And like, so I like, we're already known for saying mean shit, so they came up to us and like, oh my god, fucking Lewis's brother died, expecting me and my best friend Julian to be like, oh, it's so sad. Me and him were like, good, fuck, his whole family should die for being fucking stupid. And we're just black sheeped after that, but it didn't matter. But yeah, see, you know what, stupid kids doing drugs, like that stupid new commercial they kept showing during Raw.
Which one? I haven't seen it.
The fucking, which is the, what, I need a five letter word, and the fucking bitch runs a stoplight and the truck hits her.
Oh, yeah.
You know what would be awesome? If they said I need a four letter word, and you could just put death in there.
Oh.
Because she died. Or dead.
Duh. Irony.
Right?
Max like, yeah, fuck drugs.
You know, going back to your asshole thing, like, who else is like that?
Who?
Pat Patterson about Ultimate Warrior.
That he died?
Yeah, like right before like Ultimate Warrior died, he was like, Pat Patterson, like, no one's gonna miss you, like, when you like,
when you're dead.
Die.
And he really said that.
He said, how does it feel knowing when you're breathing your final breath that no one liked you and that you're an asshole? He said
Pat
that.
Pat Patterson said that.
He said that about Pat Patterson.
Wait, the Ultimate Warrior said that about Pat Patterson.
Yeah, he said that about Ultimate Warrior said that about Pat Patterson.
And he died.
Like, yeah. It could have been Pat Patterson, or it could have been Bobby Heenan.
Look at him making
I
shit up.
Bobby Heenan, he said that about, actually.
Liar.
Either one, because they're two white people, so I don't know. I can't tell my pop.
They're old, they don't like the
Ultimate
Warrior.
Yeah, they're both old and shit, so he said it about one of them, and so I'm sure, like, so they're like the one person who didn't say anything about it. Like, even before Ultimate Warrior's death, Iron Sheik kept making videos about, like, how he didn't like him. But right when he dies, Iron Sheik made an Instagram video. He's like, I'm sorry, it was all a work. You know, I love you and all that stuff.
I got to save my ass. I got to save my ass.
There's
right?
No fucking Instagram in heaven.
He's not seeing this. He hates you, bitch. He's going to come back and fucking haunt your ass.
Anyways, he's in hell. Ooh.
It's true. He might be in hell.
Ah, shit. What did he die of?
Heart attack.
Is it steroid related?
They always say it, like, there's a big thing about, like, Nancy Grace, her show, like Nancy Grace is some bitch who has, like, a talk show.
Yeah.
But she's, like, notorious in the wrestling community about, like, saying, like, oh, like, wrestling's bad because it's killing.
She's one of those bitches, like, Call of Duty is bad, make you kill people.
Yeah, just like that. Like, she said wrestling is bad. And
I mean, it is bad as a game, but.
So, like, she was, like, talking shit. She got DDP on the show. Thinking that he was gonna like talk about the life of Ultimate Warrior celebrating, instead they were like, "Oh, like he took steroids and blah blah blah." And, like, it's so stupid. Like,
wait, DDP actually kind of like ratted on him, or
no? He loved Ultimate Warrior.
So like he came out and he was like being a dick, or
no? He came out and he was like, "Oh shit."
Maybe it was all edit. Like,
he's like, I got cornered here. Like he was mostly he was silent. Not, yeah. Like he was like, "Shit, I didn't think they were gonna do this."
Yeah.
And even after the show, he tweeted. He was like. He's like, I apologize for going to the show. I was misunderstood about what I was going to talk about. And he said, like, everyone in the Nancy Drew show should apologize.
This bitch hoodwinked me.
Yeah, because they also talked about other wrestlers who didn't die of steroids. They said, this is how stupid she is. She said Owen Hart died
because of steroids. Steroids. Really?
Right?
That's like, fucking retarded.
There's a referee who died, right? Like, from an age or something, but she was steroids. On the list of steroids. Like, steroids. So stupid. Like, so he
a wrestler's mom died steroids.
Yeah, so they're like, so he's,
his said, goldfish like, died steroids.
Got ran over steroids.
They said that they should apologize to the families.
They should, someone should, I'm surprised, like, the WWE or just the wrestling community in general is that big that they don't boycott it.
Right.
That they don't get it shut down or something like that.
Well, they don't watch it either way, so.
That's true, yeah.
Won't really affect their.
Like, they don't even have the same fam, like on the ratings for television viewers, they don't even have, like, one-tenth of what Raw gets on a weekly basis.
No.
There's millions of people.
It shows that I'm pretty sure she's just trying to, like, climb up the ladder and, like, trying to scapegoat someone to get someone, to get something
I
there.
Hate those bitches, like, video games are going to make you go out and kill people.
No, bitches, like, you're going to make me go out and kill people.
Like, I've seen videos of, like, interviews, like, no, we don't have Xbox in my house. Yeah. I don't want my son to go out and kill people.
It's I'm the
like,
devil's box, you know?
The devil box. What about PlayStation? No, we have PlayStation.
They said that about Pokemon, too, I remember.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. I remember fucking Christian, those angelic Christian people that have those bootleg churches, like, in random places.
Bootleg like, churches.
You know, those card games are from the devil. Or they'll be like, you know, you can't go to heaven if you're Christian. Like, I'm like, who?
I had an old friend who had a friend who was, like, Christian. She couldn't even watch horror movies because her family brainwashed her and thinking that demons would come out the screen.
I'm pretty sure she's a prostitute.
Dude, when I used to work at the store of Curacao, I had a 23-year-old co-worker. His mom worked upstairs too, right? But I was watching I put The Simpsons on the TV while we're working. Like, hey, can you? I'm not allowed to see that. My mom says it's bad. I'm like, dude, you're fucking 23 years old.
Did she jerk you off too, faggot?
No, my dad does.
Well, my dog watches. It's okay if the animals are involved. Speaking of, like, crazy religious people, I was walking to the train from Daisy's house on Sunday. I shit you not, on the corner of, like, Cesar Chavez and Soto, there was about 60 strong, like, Christians or whatever the fuck, holding signs with megaphones. It was so bad where, like, it felt like being in a pit at a really good show because, like, people were just packed and, like, I had to push my way through. And they kept trying to give me flyers. And, like, I had headphones on. I think I was listening to, like, I think, like, Earl or Tyler or something like that. And, like, I just had it really loud so I could, like, tone everything out. And I was like, fuck, dude. Like, because people were just, like, trying to give me shit. I'm like, no, I don't fucking want it. So I just started taking it and, like, throwing it, like, just chucking it back at them. And then, like, you always get to the, like, I always, like, end up walking onto the side with the guy that has the megaphone that notices you're not taking anything. So his attention's on you to, like, as soon as you turn your back, like, he turns to you and yells at you with the megaphone. Like, I can fucking feel the sound vibration.
Dude, that would have knocked coming that off megaphone me out of his fucking
dude, every fucking, and it's always funny because it's always those old veteranos that do it. They're like, yeah, you know, I got my life shit. I'm like, you know what? I didn't fuck my life up to begin with, so I don't need this shit. Okay, that's your problem.
Those old, like, guys who fucked up in their life.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I raped two kids, but now I'm with God.
You know? Yeah, right.
Yeah, like, they're just trying to bank up.
In the eyes of God, it's forgiveness. Well, I raped the kid last week, too, but forgiveness.
That's true. That's what I don't get. Like, there's no wrath anymore. Like, it's like, those guys are like, oh, well, God forgives me. It's like, dude, you kill anybody, rape anybody, no one forgives you. That's something that's fucking ingrained on you.
Exactly. If anything, right? God was known for being wrathful and vengeful.
Exactly.
Oh, you did this shit? Oh, okay. Oh, bam! Thunderbolt, bitch!
I don't know. God is just stupid. Like, why would you love a man?
Thunderbolt, bitch!
You just, like, end your life. Like that, you know, like
that's like loving any other woman, bitch. You've been in a relationship. They can end your life.
Not anymore. Like this. That's the old me. I've been resurrected.
I'm not here.
I believe
week.
In Jesus.
No, like I always just a stupid. Like there's like a fucking earthquake and your house like breaks down. Like it's God's will.
All right.
I'm okay with it.
It's, you know, I hate that shit. Like, I had heart surgery like 3 times when I was younger.
Like, God's will.
Do you thank God?
No, I think that's. I hated that. They're like,
God's will. Too bad.
Yeah, God. You know, God got. She's like, no, fucking scientists got me through this. Okay, these dudes that went to school for 8 years.
Like, bad genes got me.
Exactly. I would hold a grudge against God. We're like, he could have just fixed you.
You know what? I did when I was younger because I had heart surgeries, and then the only people that really influenced my life died. Like, right. Flat out fucking died, like, right. With 6 months apart from each other. Like, my uncle died in 3 days, and my grandma died in 13. Mm-hmm. Like, and my grandma was, like, pivotal in my life, and my uncle's pivotal in my life. So it was just weird. It's like, you know, is this shit off?
I don't know.
Yeah, I just went off. Oh, okay. Right. So it was just weird, because it's like, all right, like, I just had heart surgery. Okay, I'm getting kind of better. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, they find out my grandma comes home sick one day, throws up all like in her sink in the washroom, and then like 13 days later she's dead in her house. Like, that's it. Like, there's nothing, like, it went from start to finish so fast. And then my uncle, just, like, from, like, on a Sunday, oh, no, it was on a Saturday, I have a headache, to Monday night, which I'm doing a project, and I look out the window, and there's ambulances. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? To literally, like, the next day, I was like, wow, he's dead. What the fuck did you do for me? Like, all right, you fucked me over with the, like, a heart condition. You fucked my family over because those are pivotal people. Like, this isn't supposed to make me stronger. It's just putting more hate to get me. Like, I don't know. Like, people are just like, oh, if faith put
test.
Yeah, faith pushes you in weird ways. Like, no. You know what it does? It shows me I can't rely on some motherfucker that's not there. It's like relying on, like it's like relying on an imaginary friend to get you through something. It's like, no, you just got to do it yourself. So I don't know. Like, I hate when people are like, oh, like if you had a sister or someone you know that has cancer. And they beat it. Oh, like, thank God. No, thank scientists that fucking researched, like, how to use plants and use you know, certain medicines to save your ass, not some motherfucker. Because, I mean, God didn't touch that guy. Like,
they would say that. They were like, the Lord gave him the information.
No, he went to school for 9 years for the information. I hate that shit. Like, he was blessed. No, he's just, you know what? He's probably Asian or Indian, and his parents weren't going to have it if he wasn't a doctor. That's point blank.
Even if there was a cure for cancer, the United States wouldn't let that shit roll.
There's a cure for cancer in fucking South America.
They won't let that shit roll here, though.
Yeah, exactly. We learned about it in my pharmacy class. That's like, I learned about so much shit in that pharmacy class.
They just won't let it happen here, though. For, you know,
you can't even bring it back here. Not even like a little bit.
Because then the companies lose money. Like, oh, shit.
Like, oh, people are living.
They're not dying, damn it. They're healthy.
We need a new disease.
H1Z1. That brings you as a zombie.
That sounds like, hard.
It's actually a Sony game that's working on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's a good zombie game.
It's like a zombie game they're working on.
Oh, okay.
Looks pretty cool. Looks like every other MMO that's been out, but looks cool.
Like Dead Island?
Like DayZ. I don't know if you heard of that. It's like basically, it's basically like The Walking Dead without the drama and shit. It's like, it's a big ass map and like, it's a big ass world and you got to go out and look for shit. And once you die, you lose everything if you get killed by another player. That's and bullshit. They can steal your shit. I was watching like a gameplay, like, I need help, guys, come here, and they just shoot stuff.
Wait, is that the parkour one?
No, that's Dying Light, I think.
Dying Light.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that.
That one looks tight.
That's by the people of Dead Island.
Riptide.
Isn't that Dead Island was cool, but the story sucked.
Yeah, a couple games.
Dead Island 1 too. I liked it, but not the story. I didn't care for the story.
It was fun for a while.
It was basically just do missions and like level up.
Yeah, that's what I was doing for a while.
Yeah.
But then it got to that fucking sewer part. Like,
oh, the sewer?
Oh, like, zombie games and sewers are like it's going to happen.
It's always
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, fucking, Left 4 Dead. Yeah, the
every
sewer part.
Every fucking zombie game I've ever
played. I remember Resident Evil 6, they're like, we got to go through sewers. I'm like, fuck.
Not again!
I already know.
Remember, was it Resident Evil 1 or 2 that had the shark?
That was Resident Evil 1.
Yeah, that was gnarly. That scared the shit
out
of me.
She was like, ah! The dog scared the shit out of me.
Oh, and they came out the window?
They just, like, ah!
That gave me nightmares. Motherfucker. Like, I saw, like, I've never played the game until, like, I was, like, maybe, like, 10 or 12. But I remember my neighbors had it across the street. Went upstairs, and, like, the older neighbor who's in jail now. Like, that dude. That's a little side thing. What a way to waste away. Like, this kid could be working for NASA. He decides, like, oh, I want to join a gang. And ends up, like, killing some one guy. Now he's doing life. I guess it's stupid as fuck. But him and his brother, because I was best friends with his brother, they used to get, like, all the gnarly-ass games because they were older than me. And then I walked in on that. The fucking, like, he's like, check this out. And that little hallway, he's standing there, and I was like, what the fuck am I looking at? Takes a step.
Floor.
Yeah, and then fucking all the dogs come in. I was like, what the fuck?
She's like, ah. Scary as fuck because you were so limited on bullets.
Oh, exactly.
Only got 2 bullets, dude. Save them! Like, run!
Resident Evil 4 is still a classic, though.
Resident Evil 4 was tight. They pretty much invented the over-the-shoulder camera.
Yeah.
Like that. People hate on it, but like, it's...
I hate 5.
Scary. I didn't like 5.
5 just seemed racist.
I just didn't care for 5.
That's the one I downloaded on my PS3.
5 just seemed racist, dude. It was pretty much just like, all right, let's kill a bunch of black people. That's it. Black and brown, that's all it was.
Have you seen a new game that the same maker from Resident Evil?
The Evil Within?
Yeah, the horror... survival game.
It looks cool, but
it looks cool.
I mean, what type of horror survival, like ghosts and demons and shit, or
it's a demon kind of thing? But
man, it's weird. Yeah, it's basically there's zombies in it too.
I think the story is he goes to the crime scene, typical.
He's like a detective,
and he, like,
but all this weird shit starts happening.
So it's eventually like it's kind of like how the first Resident Evil starts.
It's kind of like Resident Evil with Silent Hill.
And there's like zombie type. Things you gotta kill, yeah.
I mean, I'm still kind of pissed off. I haven't played fucking DMC.
Yeah, I had it too on a PlayStation because it was free for if you have PlayStation Plus. But I just never started. I was playing something else.
Talking about the reboot it?
No, yeah. They did. Yeah, it was like that's like DMC 5, right? But it's just called DMC.
That you had.
I saw have PlayStation cool. Plus. It's free.
Right now?
Yeah.
I probably get it. I mean, the demo was fun. That was a fun game. Well, it was like one of those like rack up points thing, huh?
Like it's pretty much like a button masher. Because I remember that was like the first game I ever beat was Devil May Cry, the first one.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
did you know Devil May Cry was supposed to be Resident Evil 4?
No, I didn't even know that.
It was supposed to be Resident Evil 4, but then like, whoa, this is too weird. So let's make it into something else.
They made that was Devil May Cry. The second one sucked really bad. It was Devil just weird. Cry 2.
Oh, with Lucy or Lucia?
Yeah. The 2-disc one?
Yeah.
And then the third one?
It's probably different from something they just stumbled on.
And Devil May Cry 3 was hard when he's young.
Oh, yeah, that was dope.
It was hard as fuck. I played normally. Oh, it's going to be a breeze.
Yeah.
It was fucking hard. Like, fuck it, I'm putting it on easy. It's still hard and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
I beat it on normal. I thought it was hard.
It was a hard game.
Devil May Cry 4 was pretty easy.
That was one of the first games, too, where you know how back in the days, if you switch weapons, it just comes out of nowhere?
Yeah.
But I guess back when they were the first ones to put it, like...
Oh, but on their back and stuff, and you can see him pulling it out? Yeah. That was dope. You ever play those games or no?
The original Devil May Cry? I just play snippets here and there.
Oh, that was a dope-ass game. I remember, like, trying to beat that.
I've been playing...
original PlayStation?
Play PS2.
I'm playing a Killer Instinct PS3. On Xbox One.
Killer Instinct?
Have you heard of the old one?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Xbox One, but like they were like it's like with updated graphics and everything.
I want them to bring back Zero Tolerance for that. They used to be on Sega. It was gnarly as fuck.
I used to like Virtual Fighter on Sega.
Oh hell yeah! That was on Sega Saturn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get off my platform.
Oh yeah, you could TKO people like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like get out.
That's how I used to beat the last guy. No, the last guy was underwater and he was metal, right?
I don't remember.
I used to play that in Virtual Cop. Virtual Cop was just shit.
Virtual Cop. What else?
Especially the Hulk, too. They're pretty gnarly-ass game. Shit's expensive, though. We're like
you guys talking about Sega?
Sega Saturn.
Sega!
I never had that.
I didn't have it. I had a Sega, and then Sega Saturn, I got it, like, way later.
I have a Sega Saturn here.
Sega was tight. I'm like, ooh,
Sonic. I saw the Dreamcast, remember? We went to go see
Dreamcast
the
Dreamcast. I had two Dreamcasts. I bought them at a thrift store. No, I bought them at a pawn shop when I was like 11.
I was going to keep it, but then I found out that I can just buy the games that I wanted on PS3.
Yeah.
So I was just like, whatever.
Sega could have been really good if it didn't come out too late.
Yeah.
It came out too late. No, it came out too late, too early.
That was the first game that had the online capability, right?
Yeah, because it came out right before Xbox and then PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck. They just overshadowed them.
All right, so originally this episode we were supposed to talk about something creepy. Did you guys find something creepy to talk about?
Nope. I found news that a fish, a local man was fishing out in the river. I guess when he got the fish and he gutted it, there's a dildo inside the fish.
It's like the fish was partying, bro.
The fish ate a dildo earlier.
How big was the fish? How big was the dildo?
Right?
The dildo was probably
so
like
many questions.
Did the dildo have nuts on it?
Who put it in there? What came first, the fish or the dildo? Did the fish turn into a dildo? The dildo turned into a fish.
Wait,
sure wasn't Kanye West.
Fish eat it because fishes don't have like big mouths.
It was in it.
They swallow it whole to begin with. Like fishes.
So did someone fuck the fish and it just got stuck in?
How would you fuck a fish though? Like you'd have to hold it and spread. Wait, no, fishes spread eggs. They lay eggs. Yeah. They don't fucking fuck.
So they don't have an asshole.
They probably put it in the mouth and just.
I mean, they
it
poop,
the...
but yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he mouth fucked it then. What kind of pleasure do you get out of? Yeah,
give
like
me
mouth
a fucking
fish.
BJ, but not my dick.
This fake dick. It's okay. If God says it's all right. It's not me.
Must have been a big.
God question. Says we can eat fish. It's cool.
There you go.
Fish can eat cock. Not real though. Did you find anything creepy?
The Lord's will, right?
Right?
Hey, Jude.
I sent something to Oscar. What was it Sunday morning? Oh, yeah. I sent him the Max Hedberg hacking of. I think I sent it to you guys, too.
Yeah, you did.
Max Hedberg hacking of.
Doctor Who?
Yeah, Doctor Who in the 80s. That was pretty gnarly. It was pretty weird. That guy was apparently taking his shit off camera, and then like he turned and had that chick smack his ass with a fly swatter. And then the number stations, which I thought was cool.
When I was watching it, all I thought was like a couple college kids. Who figured out like
how to hack it?
In.
Yeah,
like oh, we're just gonna fuck with these guys. Like that's how I saw it. I didn't see like ooh, we're gonna like kill you guys.
He was trying to make a statement about something though, because he kept trying to like he was saying stuff about political leaders and stuff like that.
But, like, I couldn't understand. Like, good thing the subtitles were there because I wouldn't have understood.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. But the video just reminded me of Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Yeah,
like how it was shot. It just reminded me of that. That's a classic movie. I want to go back and rewatch that. No, I still haven't seen it. I need to look that up.
You haven't seen it?
No. I think I've seen clips of it.
That's the one movie, the one good movie Oscar has to offer. The Poughkeepsie Tapes?
Never heard of it.
It's pretty scary. How did you even find out?
How did you even watch it if like you pretty much live your life with your eyes closed?
Tapes, when I was dorming at Fullerton, one of my roommates was like, yo, check this out.
Obviously. Oscar didn't find out.
He slept with a man that night, too, because he was scared.
Nah, he was like, yo, check this out. These Poughkeepsie Tapes, whatever, blah, blah. So we're just in the living room watching that shit. And like... Yeah,
Well, you know who, huh?
that was my first chat.
That's when he came out.
that was another dorm mate.
After you guys made out, guys, I'm gay. Yeah, we know. We just made out.
but yeah, it was just like watching that shit. It was fucking creepy as shit, but like I wanted to keep watching just because it was fucking like crazy. Like it wasn't like the shit that scares me is like possession and devil shit. Like other
you can't see.
Pretty much, like, scary shit like that, like, doesn't creep me out, but, yeah, that's why I kept watching it. I asked Max.
Well, what is it, then?
It's just pretty much this, like, serial killer who filmed all his,
is
his
it real? Victims,
like, how he kidnapped them. And then
is it based on a true story?
Was it? No, right? I don't think so.
Okay.
But it just takes place in Poughkeepsie, New York, because that's why it's called
Poughkeepsie Tapes.
But yeah, like these cops just go into this house and find all these tapes and then just like take them and watch them. All
right.
And it's fucking creepy because, have you played Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
You know that the medical doctor with like the pointy thing?
Yeah.
Like the guy would wear that shit and like crawl to the victim and like the girl's just freaking out.
That's pretty gnarly.
Like the guy just crawling up to her.
The cool thing about that, he would wear the mask on top of his head. So it made it look extra weird because he would, like, crawl on all fours.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But the mask was this way, so it just made
it
look...
How do you spell that, Poughkeepsie, whatever?
It makes it extra weird.
All right. Like, so, that just reminded me... That reminded me of a... Like, since you said it was, like, a place in New York, right? It just reminded me of fucking that place in Staten Island, that mental hospital. I forgot what it's called, but they had, like, a really, really good... really, really good document. You know, I need to look it up. But it's a good documentary that... what the fuck's that dude's name? He's like a Mexican reporter on Channel 11. I know that doesn't fucking help, but he's like an old dude. Nicky, something Rivera? Alfredo Rivera? Some shit like that. Like, he's like well known. But he went over and he's just like, yeah, he went over and he was just like, he like, no one's ever been at this, like, because it's a mental institute for kids. And, you know, for that, like, you have to have kind of special care and stuff like that. And, like, when he walked in, there was just like, it was like utter chaos, and he walked in like just like, cause these kids are like really distraught to where like they're like so fucked up they'll just sit and like rock back and forth, or they'll hit their heads on the wall, or they'll just like be staring at the wall, kind of like eerie and creepy shit. When he walked into like just a whole room, cause when you walk in it's like a big like open room and it's just like shit everywhere, like kids are just shitting, there's like all of them are naked, like it was really random shit. They showed clips from it and they said that like there's a kid that like these kids that never left. And then they, like, turned in, like, they started killing people. Because, like, all, like, young kids, like little, like, children started getting taken and killed. And, like, they would find their body parts, like, near that place. So they're, like, the whole myth was, like, oh, like, it's just a kid that never left that, like, wanted to kill all these kids or some shit like that. It's pretty gnarly. But it all happened on Staten Island. So that's a little... Staten Island is, like, near New York or near Jersey. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty gnarly. It's on Netflix, so I'll find the name right now.
Damn.
Find that shit.
Damn it, I forgot what I was going to say.
Like, you literally just said, damn, man, and then you forgot.
Yeah, I saw something on my phone, and I was like,
Anybody watch The Red Moon yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I saw some of it.
Oh, yeah, can bring me back to this fucking point. Like, I got subtweeted because of that. Because I put something up, I'm like, oh, is everybody an astrology major? And I said that because... The Red Moon has something to do with astrology, if you study astrology, and apparently all the fucking whores on my Instagram study astrology, and it was about to be the end of the world and all this other stuff. I guess the dumb fucking whore who took it out of context and what I said, she tried to make fun of it, because a lot of her friends, that she's like Miss Tough Girl now, a lot of her friends retweeted it saying that like dumbass doesn't know the difference between astrology and astronomy. So I know fucking Oscar's the only one who liked it too. I was like, oh, because this chick has a really big forehead. I was like, oh, Five Heads got jokes like the show she throws, because we've played shows for her, and like there's fucking no one there. And it just pissed me off, because like, look, ho, I've made you a lot of money. You fucked all of my bands and all my friends over collectively, and you still have the nerve to try to nitpick at people when fucking another band I play for is playing a fucking show for you and pretty much making the show. They just needed a place to play, so that's why you got half a cut of money. Like, you fucking, like, disrespectful little fucking whore. Like, it's just annoying. Like, she's a fucking leech. So, I hate that fucking production company. I'm playing a show with them on May 3rd. If anybody wants to go egg this bitch's forehead, you guys are welcome to do it.
Wow, but that's a big head.
It really is.
You know who he's talking about?
No, who?
The chick we went paintballing with.
Which one?
The one where the mask can only hide this much, but their forehead was all fucking left up.
The Asian one?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That's Max's boo.
You're the one, like, why don't you get her?
Yeah.
First thing.
Oh, it's Willow.
Max could have fucked her, but he's like, I'm scared.
Nah. Okay, Cropsey. It's called Cropsey, the Cropsey Legend. So just if you have Netflix, this is the thing. Just look up Cropsey.
I'm gonna download it later.
It's about the Willow Book. The Willow Book Mental Institute.
I'll watch that shit.
Yeah, check it out, dude. It's pretty creepy.
You know what's it called?
Cropsey. It's about the Willow Book.
Text it to me.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I'll send you the link.
You know who's back home?
Huh?
You know who came back home?
Who came back home?
My house.
Moses?
Moses came back home again. Yeah.
Well, how? What happened?
I don't know. I guess he got a job now.
Tell us a backstory.
Well, the backstory is
my brother. I'll tell it. All right,
guys, I'll tell it. No, I
want
to tell it.
So Moses didn't want to go to work one day. His mom offered him, well, you want to come in and work? He's like, nah, fuck that. I want to stay here. And then I guess his mom, all right, just, you better clean the fucking house. I guess he didn't clean the fucking house, and he got in trouble, and they got in a fight, and he got kicked out. Is that how it is?
Yeah.
Didn't I say I would tell the story?
So
we only clean that table. That's always fucking dirty.
But if you notice, it's clean when he's gone. Like, it's all his fucking.
That's how my room used to be when I used to share rooms with my brother.
Right? You would remember shit, right? And then when it's messy, he would cry like, it's not my mess. That's why I don't pick it up.
So is he sleeping on the futon?
Yeah.
Ugh, that futon's hard to sleep on, huh?
Well, fuck him. I don't care.
Yeah, futons seem uncomfortable.
At Mount St. Mary's? The books? Yeah, the chick school? He works in the bookstore.
He's a pedophile.
Damn, he's already got more...
He got warned?
He's got more responsibilities over there. Like he has to close the store on his own and all that bullshit. Maybe it's a small store. Like there's only the manager and him. That's it.
So he's a full-time job, huh?
Yeah, it's a full-time job.
Damn, making more money than Max.
Okay, I worked two double shifts.
Making more money than Max.
I worked double shifts.
He got his iPhone back?
Yeah.
Mommy, can I
please have text him at 323-552.
I'm going to text him right now. I'm going to text him. Congratulations.
You won.
They took you back.
You have won 3 free iPads.
Damn, so you don't want to work at the pier no more?
Me? Yeah. Well, if I get a Disneyland job, why am I going to want to work at the pier? I'm working at a real place now. Ooh. Well, I'm going to try to keep the Baskin Robbins.
I still hate Disneyland, so.
I'm going to try to keep the Baskin Robbins job, though.
But that drive, though.
The drive, but those free Disneyland trips.
How are you gonna get there? Do the
God damn, I don't even know.
Huh?
You're gonna take the five?
One on the right?
I'm taking the way Maps tells me. But yeah, the Santa Ana freeway.
Okay. Yeah, it's gonna be
Anaheim too.
Hell of traffic.
Depends what time though too.
You can pass by Nick's house and say hi.
Hello. Oh yeah, we have to go through the freeway. Hello.
You ever been in the House of Blues there?
House of what?
House
of
Blues. I've never been inside, but I've
it's a weird place. I played there.
But I've seen the sign outside. It says no moshing, no pitting, no crowd surfing.
That doesn't happen.
It goes out the window?
Yeah, when I went to see NBR there, aside from some fucking whore almost getting kicked off the balcony, like, there was people, like, literally, like, legit, like, moshing in there.
Oh, that's where you saw it.
Yeah, that's where I saw NBR at.
Oh, okay. Damn, they play there?
Yeah, it was a free show. It was a free show there.
They're that big? Like they.
Yeah. I mean, they played Warped all year.
Yeah, like, once you play Warp, you're a main man.
I guess. I'm not sure. We played Warp. We ain't going nowhere.
Right. But you could have with Title Fight. They were your fans.
No, that was the Gus Inside.
I thought you were telling me it was Title Fight who talked to you.
No, that was Gus Inside. I didn't like Title Fight back then. So, I didn't know who they were.
But they talked to you.
No. It was fucking, it was the Gus Inside. They wanted to see our set and everything.
I
was at a different show.
At a different show, okay. But
But I wore it. It was the Ghost Inside.
Yeah. Yeah. The singer from the Ghost Inside was trying to.
Yeah. I'm already red because I'm burnt. So.
The singer from the Ghost Inside was trying to find us because I was wearing a Kings jersey in my promo. That was the only reason. See? I love that Mike Richards snubbed him, though. Because I don't like the Ghost Inside anymore. Mm. And he told Mike Richards at a meet and greet, he's like, I wore your jersey all season. And Mike Richards was like, yeah, whatever. Like, just be Mike Richards.
I don't care.
Yeah, pretty much. Not playoffs, dude. Start Thursday. So I'm going to be at Title Fight with a headphone on.
You know what I hate?
Yeah?
Games, dude. You can go fuck yourself for that bullshit loss. Dude, that, you know what? I haven't been so mad at a game and wanting to punch someone after that Duck game. Like,
that's how I was for the U.S.-Mexico.
Dude, he kicked a, like, you can't have a kicking motion. Like, he kicked a goal in, and they gave it to him. I was like, fucking, like, I just noticed that Anaheim is the fucking, like, Pittsburgh Penguins of the East. I mean, of the West. Because all their players bitch and moan and cry and dive, and then they get goals they shouldn't get. So I was just like, oh, wow, we have our own fucking Pittsburgh Penguins.
So, King Joffrey died.
Who?
King Joffrey.
What was that?
On the show, or he died in real life?
In real life. He needs to go.
And your boo was all crying the other day. Said, why are you sporting some
for people?
Who?
He's a bitch. I don't give a fuck.
I'm like,
spoil everything for her. I don't care.
She doesn't even watch it. She like.
No, but if it's in on Tumblr, she wants to watch it.
Yeah, dude, that's it right now. The only thing I went on Tumblr just to look at all the dumb shit I've posted all the time. I found the best gift ever. Some guy playing on drum practice pads.
His cat's Ghost video on
no,
Instagram?
His cat's right next to him, and his cat's like doing the same motions as him, like playing on a box. So it looks like his cat's drumming. It's just fucking funny, like that. And then there's one with a horse that's trying to jump a fence, and he can't clear the fence. Like his legs get caught, yeah, and he flips straight over. I was like fucking like that one, and those are like because I can only see like the last five I've done because two of them are Kings, one of them was the horse, the other one was the cat, the other one's Hermione Granger from, or what the fuck's her name, Emma Watson.
Mm-hmm.
She's like dancing in the Perks of Being a Wallflower, and it's Snape and Professor McGonagall on the bottom, like looking at her all shocked. I was like, that was pretty funny. Right.
But Tumblr.
Whatever. It's actually officially now pronounced
GIF. GIF? Really? They're going to put it in the dictionary because they just fucking added twerk?
Yeah.
I wonder.
They added twerk to the dictionary.
Yeah, you didn't know that? That's why I don't fucking have any hope in like humanity.
Wow. That's why I fuck Webster.
Yeah, dude. They're just adding shit that's just popular. Like, I'm pretty sure we
it
can...
It was cool when they took SmackDown, right?
They added SmackDown there?
Yeah, they added SmackDown. The Rock invented SmackDown. They put that in the dictionary.
You know what? Kudos to Webster on that one, though. But, I mean, adding twerk is just like... It's like, you know what? This Ray, you know, like, Cosby sweaters on Urban Dictionary.
But fuck Urban Dictionary. I was looking up all mine and my friends' names, and all of ours was Big Penis. That's all our names meant. On Urban Dictionary.
So you mad about that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm supposed to be the only one with a big penis. But fucking Richard and Larry and Jeffrey also have been big penis too. So I don't, like, what the fuck?
We already got that from him because he said he couldn't perform either way. So
I bet it was just him who just made the entry, you know? Like, I bet it was just some Maxim Liano out in the world who just made big penis. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need an official squad, like a team, to make up their own fucking entries.
I was just saying, like, I'm fucking sick and tired of, like, just, like, that whole, like, if something gets hot and they can just put it in the dictionary. Like, it's annoying. It's like, like, let's just make fucking, like, dick writer or something like that. Let's have something, like, really obscene be put in the dictionary.
That's a real word. I've heard.
Is it in the Webster dictionary?
It's not in there.
Let's get, like, cunt muffin or something stupid in there.
That's all I gotta say. Fuck them.
Is cunt on there?
I'm pretty sure because it's a British term.
So I've been watching a lot of British TV. There's like a lot of words I've been learning.
Now, side check, we live in the USA.
Is he a fucking bender?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, bender means like a gay guy.
Yeah.
Over there.
Bender?
Yeah.
Yeah, fanny means pussy, too.
Yeah.
Faggot
you fancy
cigarette.
That fanny. I can't believe you'd say that.
Is that an English accent?
A little Scottish.
It's a little.
He's a Scotty.
I'm going to kick you and your fucking children out of me car. If you little twat.
I always watch, like, I'd always preferred watching fucking British TV over, like, a lot of
I've been watching a show. They're called The Inbetweeners.
Yeah.
Have you seen the actual British one or the lame ass MTV one? All right, good.
Do you like British Skins?
No, that's the IT crowd. Oh, that's the IT crowd. The IT crowd or something.
Do you like Skins?
I've never seen it. I passed by the living room. My sister was watching it.
The UK Skins, the
MTV
is
one.
No, the UK Skins is
gnarly.
It's just
a bunch of porn and shit. I'm like, what are you watching? It's like dudes making out and like chicks.
I was never big into. Were you big into Degrassi?
Big into Degrassi.
I only started watching it because in middle school they showed us the 80s Degrassi.
Yeah.
And then it came out on, what's that TV, that channel? Between
Nick at Night?
No, it wasn't on Nick at Night. It was like channel, you have DirecTV, right?
Yeah.
It's like between Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network. One of the,
not Boomerang, right?
No.
Nicktoons?
No, I think then, never mind. It's probably above.
It's not IGN or any of those channels.
No. Well, whatever, but. What were we talking about?
The Degrassi with Drake on it was the bomb.
I never watched it.
Well, I only saw that era. I didn't. After they all graduated, I stopped watching that shit.
There was a really hot chick on there that.
No, because it was Degrassi, the original one, then Degrassi again, and then Degrassi the new generation.
Yeah.
All right.
The one with Kevin Smith came out on.
I always keep telling myself I'm going to watch it because of Kevin Smith. And I'm like, I'd never get around to it.
This is a show you got to watch when you're a kid. That's why.
Okay.
You're too old to, like, give a shit now.
I really am, dude.
Jimmy! Spinner did the right thing. Then, fuck Jimmy.
You guys came out in the Green Day show, remember?
Read top to bottom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy from Degrassi. One of the guys from Degrassi was a singer in the Green Day show.
Oh, wow.
That was a good show, too. Fuck, we missed it. We could have watched it again at the Pantages Theater, though.
Fuck, it's not the same cast. I don't care.
Yeah, it wasn't the same cast.
My mic keeps dying.
You don't get it? All right, let me see. Because right, it says
testing.
It says new pickup line. Hey, yeah. Baby, do you feel like making regrettable decisions? Because pretty much you said he was a regret. Okay. I thought I told you that before.
Oh, so it wasn't a joke. He was sad about it.
Oh, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
I read it. Yeah.
Okay. Did you see those on the bottom of it?
No.
Just how it came out on my feed.
Yeah.
Well, it's because
I always want to post. I always want to tag you. Have I told you that? Like,
what?
I read her shit. Like, I always want to tag you. I do, dude. Like,
just to instigate shit. Like, oh yeah, yeah.
Cause she'll write shit like, oh, I don't fall in love, and then I'll be like, well, let's see what.
Well, yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, it's like everybody, like guys texting me like, I love you. I'm just like, what's to eat or something like that. Oh yeah.
And oh my. She's proposing to you and shit.
It's just because people are just like that. Like, people don't get the fact that, like, I guess it's just because, one, they've never been in long-time relationships. I know that for a fact because I know, like, I know her. I know the people that, like, she's dated and all this other stuff. Like, I know for a fact she's never been in a long-time relationship. Like, never been with anybody past, like, 6-7 months. So, like, they never, like they'll chuck around that word love like nothing because it's nothing to them.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you too, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then, but you know what, too? Like, you can't take any of these people serious, because I bet you, like, when she posted that, like, the, like, oh, like, when someone texted me, like, I love you, like, I just reply, like, what's up? That chick's like, I bet you anything, she's the, she's drunk that night texting some other dude, I love you. So it's just like, it's just a word that people throw around and don't mean anymore. Or, like, I guess just because that younger generation thinks that, like, you can fall in love within a day, which is bullshit.
Yeah, I was talking to this chick, and, like, fucking in a week, she's like, I love you. And then she's like, aren't you going to say it back? I'm like, no, because I don't love you.
That's the pinnacle of Disney.
We only fuck. Disney's the shit.
But Disney is like, oh, like, all it takes is.
But look at me. I don't love bitches.
I love my girlfriend.
But you weren't raised on Disney.
I was. I'm a fucking Disney kid.
Yeah, you love Disney, but you want like.
That's all the movies.
This is
I
what
have.
My valleys are gonna be based on Disney movies.
I just want to fall in love at Disneyland with an employee and get married there.
Like Peter Pan.
I think I'm already past that stage where like, we love each other so much, just like, all right. Whatever,
I just want to get married. With anyone.
It's always funny because you can always. Oh fuck! I'm bringing up the pier again, but I work at the Ferris wheel.
Pier.
And I. You can always tell the couple, the new couples from the old couples, because the new ones will always be like hugging and holding each other, and the older couples are just texting, on the Ferris wheel. I'm like, yep,
that's old couple.
Yep, and funny, just on a side thing, I saw some chick taking quinceañera pictures on the Ferris wheel today. Like, I was on the coaster, but I saw someone taking a photo, like, towards the pier, and it was a chick in a dress, but she was standing up. So I had to tell that bitch to sit down.
Hey, sit down.
You can fall over.
Hey, yo, bitch. You can die. And you're only 15, bitch.
I should have, huh? Fuck it.
You should have sniped her down like in GTA 5. That's what Oscar said.
I don't know, dude. I just think, like people like that are too stupid. Like, and try to throw that word around liberally. Like, it's just,
I love you.
Like, it's just annoying.
But that's your future wife.
My future wife is probably a super now.
My future wife is
not in Downs Mother Earth.
See, but Deja didn't throw that word around when we started going out.
Oscar read that and he went,
right? When I saw that, I was like, damn, dude, whenever Oscar's going to be there, full
I heard Oscar falls in love quick. I love you.
He's only been in love once. What was her name, Oscar? What was her name?
Maria? Was it Blue?
Mary? Blue? It was some dude named Blue. Miguel Blue.
Damn, name dropping again.
I don't give a fuck.
What break thing?
Oh, like
oh, because I could.
Stepped on the gas.
Remember the stupid picture? Has like, oh, being turned up in Fullerton.
And you were like.
And we're like, Oscar's gonna be in Fullerton, like, right now. Oh.
The rushing into Fullerton.
What I find funny, it's like, it's the darkest chick in the whitest places. You ever notice that? Like, Fullerton, like, I saw, like, a picture of, like, me and Daisy have this ongoing joke. We like to go on Instagram on Saturdays and just look at all the stupid people drunk. Because it's all our Instagram. Like, soon as, like, as soon as 3 o'clock hits, like, it's just beer. Yeah, 3 o'clock. Our shit starts early. We know the dumbass is in East LA. And, like, so, like, there's, like, some one chick, like, that stupid saying, like, turn down for what? And me and Daisy are always like, maybe turn down from your kids that you never fucking see? Like, yeah, that's it? Like, yeah. But, like, we see that, so.
Turn down for what? For me, Daddy?
Yeah. But, like, it's pretty weird, though, because it's, like, it's always, like.
I saw that shit.
You know what I hate? When kids barely go to college, they'll overuse the word procrastinate.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fucking on.
No, you've just been lazy your whole life.
I'm procrastinating, you know.
I hate.
You just, like, learned that word. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I hate when, like, I remember, like,
I was going to study, but I started procrastinating.
I went on Tumblr. I hate that bullshit of, oh, shit, my mom sex me.
The only time I would really use procrastinating is when I was going to jerk off, but I started doing something else. Like, you know, you start, like, you put on your porn website. But then, like, ooh, what's this? And you start reading, like, I forgot to jerk off. Go to sleep. X videos.
We'll end on what? What do you guys want to end on? End on a story? End on a note? A moral note? Or just end on the fact that it's like 12 and we're hungry and want to make pizza?
And on a moral note, don't be a bitch.
You know, if you're going to be a bitch, just do everyone a favor and just die.
Knock, yeah. Knock.
Remember, we don't love them hoes.
Don't post pictures on your fucking social networks about not loving people if you're the one who falls in love fast.
Knock, exactly. Knock.
That's all I'm saying.
Who's there?
Interrupt.